This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 4th. Thinking He Was the Gardener. Our reading comes from John 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Can you think of a time when you were struggling and you simply needed to know some basic information about what was happening? At the empty tomb, Mary was upset and confused, and she just needed to know where Jesus was. When she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, she didn't realize it was him. She thought he was the gardener. Gardeners or caretakers were probably known to be on site in a graveyard like that one. I wonder, too, if perhaps John saw something important in this detail and included it as a reminder that Jesus the Savior is also the creator of the world. The opening lines of the Gospel of John talk about creation and how Jesus, the Word, Logos, was actively involved. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. And near the end of this Gospel account, Jesus includes this detail about Jesus as the gardener in the graveyard, perhaps to show that Jesus, who was with God at the beginning of creation, is now alive again and recreating the world. Jesus has been raised from the dead and is doing a new thing, gently tending to each living creature, bringing about renewal and healing for the entire creation. When Jesus spoke Mary's name, she knew exactly who he was. And she soon went to tell the others, "I have seen the Lord." Pray with me. Risen Lord and Savior, you call us by name and speak comfort and truth to us. Thank you for recreating us. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.